Listen to a conversation between a student and a clerk at the campus bookstore.
Sorry to bother you. I'm looking for the textbook for Professor Clark's biology class, but I can't seem to find it. Could you tell me where the textbook is? First Principles of Biology? Do you have it?
Well, there's a listing of all the textbooks we have in stock on the sign at the front of the store.
Sure, I saw that, but this textbook isn't on that list. There must have been an oversight or something like that. Could you look up the book for me?
All right, let's look in the computer system. It's biology, yeah? Hold on, did you say First Principles of Biology?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, but according to this, the professor won't be using that textbook. You should have gotten an email from us about this.
Really? I didn't get an email.
Are you sure? Because it says here in the system that the email was sent out to students on Monday.
Is that right? I should have seen it by now. I wonder if I accidentally deleted it or something like that.
Sure, that happens sometimes. Let me look at something else. What's your name?
Watson. Ashley Watson.
Let's see, Watson. Okay. Ah, it says we emailed it on Monday to, your official student email account.
Oh, I never use that account. I use my personal email address for everything.
I see. And I guess we don't have your personal email address in our system. So that's why you didn't get it.
Yep, I guess so. But how can the professor decide not to use a textbook right before the semester starts? What about students who have already bought it?
I know, it's really annoying for them. It's too bad, but it's up to the professor if he wants to use a textbook, and he can change it if he needs to. You know, it's important that the professor be able to have the readings that are right for his course, and if he changes the course content, he has to change the readings, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. Well, what textbook should I buy instead?
Okay, let's look. So this is Professor Clark's biology class. Oh, it looks like he's not going to use a textbook at all. He will just be distributing a course reader to students.
Oh, a course reader. Okay. I just hope I can figure out where to get that. Will he be handing them out in class, or do I get it somewhere else?
Well, it depends on the professor, but for Professor Clark, you should, let's have a look. Normally they would have it at the student center, but since he just assigned it, they wouldn't have it there yet. You know what you should do, though? Send Professor Clark an email about this. He'll be able to let you know if he'll be distributing the course reader in class or if you have to get it at the student center. It's up to him, really.
Oh, all right. I can do that. Thanks for the help.
Not a problem. Sorry about the confusion. Oh, why don't I update your email address with us? It will just take a second.
Oh, okay. Let's do that right now.